You're listening to SBS News.
Richard Daniel is the manager of a small cafe based in Sydney's north. He says he's feeling anxious about this Monday, October 11, when residents of New South Wales are set to emerge from the state's longest lockdown. As a business owner, it'll be the duty of Richard and his staff to turn away unvaccinated customers under new public health orders. Richard says some of those will be his regulars.
Some of the customer that's we know that they don't want to get vaccinated, but since they are regular, I don't know how to explain, but we try to explain, but it's just like they keep shouting at us that it's not right. That's because that's my choice, that I want to get vaccinated or not. So it's really hard. Yeah, it's really concern us. That's what we're trying to work out right now, but yeah.
Businesses like Richard's who fail to comply with public health orders can face fines of $5,000 or more. Miranda Cashin is a psychologist at non-profit National Youth Mental Health Foundation Headspace. She says business owners can ease their anxiety by preparing colleagues.
Coming up together with what your lines are going to be that you're going to tell people if there is confrontation, because that preparation will help you with some of that anticipatory anxiety in the moment. Having a space where you can debrief with your co-workers or managers around some of those interactions. And while they're going to be very unpleasant in the moment, if they get unpleasant, knowing it's not about you, it's the other person is most likely experiencing some level of anxiety that is then coming out as aggression, and recognizing it's not about you, even though it feels super uncomfortable.
Victoria's sixth lockdown is due to end just weeks after New South Wales on October 26. The freedoms are welcomed by the majority, who have endured more than 245 total days in lockdown since the start of the pandemic, and those in New South Wales who have been in lockdown for 4 consecutive months. Around the country, reopening plans over the next few months will allow beach days, road trips, pub feeds, and reuniting with friends and family. But Ms. Cashin says while the freedoms are exciting, many will experience a level of anxiety.
And anxiety is will manifest in situations that are uncertain. And at the moment, our world is very uncertain. And it is that general sense of worry around what might happen in the future, I suppose. What will happen? How will I cope? What will that look like? And can manifest in that physical sense of those symptoms we get, where you get sort of the butterflies in the stomach, or the physical tension, as well as the worries of what will happen, how will I cope, what that might look like.
As the country opens up, the public will need to constantly adapt to new public health orders and amendments to reopening roadmaps as case numbers and evidence update. Most will have to assess each new environment they enter, taking into account mask policies, ventilation, and vaccination levels. Ms. Cashin says even regular face-to-face interactions may feel strange.
It's normal to kind of be having these feelings, because we've been in such a strange reality for such a long time, and recognizing we haven't had a lot of social contact. So it's going to take time to build that relational muscle up again, in a sense, because we just haven't even used that. It's different conversing with our friends online.
Reopening at 70 or 80% double dose vaccination coverage offers substantial protection against COVID-19. But many may fear passing on the virus to those who are unvaccinated, such as children or those who cannot be vaccinated for health reasons. And it's not yet clear how vaccination levels will impact on case numbers, how well vaccines reduce transmission of the Delta variant, or vaccine immunity over time. Ms. Cashin says it's important to establish personal boundaries and communicate them to others.
Be really clear yourself, I guess, on what you're comfortable doing sort of health-wise or restrictions-wise, because that's going to help you then be able to navigate what social invitations you say yes to, or how you might have conversations with people in your life. So if for the minute you're only comfortable to have picnics, being clear, okay, that's my limit, that's my boundaries, and whatever that looks like, is perfectly fine for everyone because we're all going to have different boundaries.
While freedoms are exciting, various lockdown routines and rituals, like not having to commute to work, will be mourned. Ms. Cashin says living by a certain routine or degree of comfort for so many months will make journeying out into the world difficult. She says many will experience anxiety differently.
For those that do have social anxiety or are on that more social anxiety spectrum, there it's probably been a space that is slightly comfortable at the moment because no one's socializing. There's no sense of missing out because we all are. And that sense of, okay, well, now I have to go out and be in the world. And are my friendships going to be the same? What's changed? How am I going to be? What if I don't want to hang out, but then I'm going to then be the one that's not going out versus everyone else? So there's be a lot of complex things that will be coming up for people over the next couple of weeks.
25-year-old Ali Honan lives in Sydney's inner west suburb of Ashfield. The interior architect had started a new role before lockdown began in June and has been working with colleagues over conferencing apps like Zoom. She says she'll essentially be meeting them for the first time once the office opens up again.
I basically got their first names and then work was quite busy at the time. So, yes, no social like outings or no get to know you time. So I haven't been able to establish that rapport or the camaraderie with colleagues.
Lockdown in New South Wales hasn't even ended yet and Ali's social calendar is already filling up. She says she plans to take it slow while making commitments in coming weeks.
Some friends have already booked out pubs and there's birthday parties that are coming up and all these events. So I'm trying to really manage how much I commit to from the get-go. I've been having regular check-ins with my manager. So I think that will continue as we ease back into office life.
Ms. Cashin says pacing yourself is crucial.
This is normal. We're all going to be feeling some level of this at some point. So being kind to yourself, because then adding on those extra things of, oh, this is silly to think like this, or other people aren't thinking like this, is only going to make you feel worse. So recognizing it is normal, it's expected after this time. And also being kind to yourself in the sense of going slow. So it's okay to build up those connections again and that relational energy again. We don't have to suddenly be going out every night or every day and catching up sort of like we've been in a drought. We can go slow.
Despite Richard's concerns about reopening his cafe, he says he's pretty excited to have customers again.
I'm very excited, actually. That's because I miss the moment when people like enjoying their coffee, you know, and then enjoying their food and everything. Yeah, and then have a chit chat. Yeah, so it's like exciting feeling. Yeah.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.